You may love Tryon Street, like Mike Sanford, whose office looks out on it.
I think it's a very vibrant and very beautiful street.
You may be upbeat about it, but see room for improvement, like Yvonne Curtis.
We're fairly corporate and bland up here, but we do have a lot to offer.
Right now, you may very well hate it, like commuter Danny Best.
They got all these streets that coincide with each other, and they got construction on all of them, and cones in the middle of the road. You got to go one lane for miles. It don't make any sense.
Photographer Sean Buescher doesn't necessarily want to change the way you think about Tryon Street. He just wants you to really take it in and at least find it interesting.
So I want people to see everything that happens along this stretch of uptown Charlotte in any moment.
Well, there's one moment in particular. That's Saturday evening, when a photographer will be stationed every 40 feet along Tryon to capture the whole one-mile uptown section of it. At 6:15, they'll all click in unison. Then, 5 minutes later, capture the other side of Tryon.
On one hand, this is a street photographer moment in the life of Charlotte circa 2014. But on the other hand, we know when we line up 150 people with all their equipment and cameras and tripods that we're going to be causing a little bit of a scene. So we decided to really open ourselves up and say, come photobomb us, come be a part of the art that we're creating.
It's also a promotion for the Light Factory. After nearly closing last year, the Photography and Film Museum is opening at Midwood School, just east of Uptown. Buescher wanted to do something big to celebrate that. The photos will be stitched together digitally. That should take about a week.
So the end product is going to be a 100-foot-long print. Now, when you line up all of these horizontal photographs, 150 of them, side by side by side by side, a 100-foot-long photograph is less than a half a foot high. It's about 4 or 5 inches. So it's going to be this tiny little strip that just goes on and on and on. So there will be a lot to see, but you're going to have to use your feet and walk along the final exhibition.
The Arts and Science Council is working on finding a place to exhibit the photo. It will be called Moment Mile, the Ultimate Panorama. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf on Tryon Street.